And if baseball is more your game, then you know the Red Sox square off against the Detroit Tigers today in Game 6 of the American League Championship Series. But 40 miles north of Fenway Park, another league is putting the finishing touches on its season. And this particular brand of baseball comes with a curious twist. Edgar B. Herwick III from member station WGBH has the story.
It's a typical fall Saturday afternoon here on the Spencer Pierce Little Farm in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Mud-speckled pigs forage for food in their pen. Feather-tousled chickens peck at each other in their coop. And there's a ball game going on, with the Lynn Live Oaks battling the Lowell Baseball Nine in the final regular season game for the Essex Baseball Organization. Oh, and that's baseball, two words. The way they spelled it back in the 1860s. That's the way they play it here, too. This is a four-team league for enthusiasts of vintage baseball.
Run tally.
Now, while the game is played to the 1865 rulebook, make no mistake, this is no reenactment.
We have guys who played high school, college, even a couple guys who played in the minors.
That's Brian Sheehy, a history teacher who plays for Lowell, and started the league 12 years ago.
It's a lot different than modern baseball. You have to, think.
And the way you play. Gloves wouldn't enter the game until the 1870s, so that means players are fielding with their bare hands. Mercifully, the ball is a little different, too.
So this is a lemon peel baseball.
It's softer.
It is softer.
Definitely. But I bet it's hard enough. It's hard enough that if you get that right there, I believe that that's
it. You can still definitely break some fingers and things like that.
Ooh.
The pitcher tosses underhand. No mound, no rubber. And home plate is, well, an actual iron plate. But the biggest difference, catching the ball on one bounce is the same as catching it on the fly. When that happens, the batter is out on the bound.
He's out.
Keeping the competition on the straight and narrow in a smart mid-century suit and a top hat is Jeff Graybeard Pert. He's the league's umpire, promoter, and MC all rolled into one.
We all love baseball, and we all appreciate the history of the time. So we want to get it right and show people good quality baseball.
And boy, do they get it right. From the loose-fitting vintage uniforms to the silver cups and pewter mugs that take the place of modern water bottles. And to top it all off, plenty of old-time terminology.
Well, the batter, today's batter would be called a striker back then, and the pitcher was called a hurler.
But nothing does more to evoke the spirit of the game's pastoral early years than this field of dreams, tucked into a corner of a still-working 230-acre farm. It's a history lover's dream, complete with a cornfield fence and a 17th-century farmhouse that is open for tours while the game goes on. The atmosphere is tailor-made for families, with grandparents cheering from lawn chairs and an eager teenager manning the weathered old scoreboard. Then there's the Newburyport Clam Diggers dynamic duo, player-manager Drew Murphy and his dad, second baseman Kevin Murphy.
It's a time we can get together on the weekends, what used to be like on a Sunday, you know, when stores were not open and, you know, all the families would get together. It's just very, very comforting, and it's a great time. It's a great time.
And you get to manage your father for it.
That's right. I get to tell him what to do. That's a good changeup, right?
Yeah, how easy is that?
Not easy.
And while the friendly atmosphere has its appeal, the real draw for the players and for the fans is the game itself.
We're pretty gentlemanly, and that was kind of the theme back then, but everybody still wants to win, and if there's a close play and it's a tight game, people kind of get fired up, I guess.
That is until the last out. Today, a big win for Lowell, when the players line up along the foul lines for a rousing thank you to the opposing team.
Three cheers for the Lowell Baseball Club. Hip hip!
Huzzah!
Hip hip!
Huzzah!
Hip hip!
Huzzah!
A little bit of old-time gentility that still looks pretty stylish, even in the modern age. For NPR News, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III.